Time for Moments of Melody. This is your invitation to be our guest for the next 5 minutes. Young Charlie was one day taken on a shopping tour with his mother. In the store, the grocer invited the little fellow to take a handful of cherries. But the youngster hesitated. "Don't you like cherries?" asked the grocer. "Oh, yes, sir, I do," replied the boy with zest. The grocer put his hand in the basket and pulled out a generous portion, dumping them in the little fellow's cap, which he had promptly held out. Later, the boy's mother asked him why he had not taken the fruit himself, instead of waiting until the grocer gave it to him. "Because his hand is bigger than mine," was the reply. This little story reminds me of waiting on the Lord. Some people have to have things right away. They'll get them for themselves. Others learn to wait on the Lord, and they surely find out that the Lord's hand is bigger. The Gospel according to Dr. Luke. A reading the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox, which carries the imprimatur of Francis Cardinal Spellman. While they stood listening, the Lord Jesus went on and told them a parable. This was because he had now nearly reached Jerusalem. They supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. He told them then, "There was a man of noble birth who went away to a distant country to have a royal title bestowed on him and so return. And he summoned 10 of his servants, to whom he gave 10 pounds, and said to them, 'Trade with this while I am away.' But his fellow citizens hated him and sent ambassadors after him to say, 'We will not have this man for our king.' Afterwards, when he came back as king, he sent for the servants to whom he had entrusted the money to find out how much each of them had gained by his use of it. The first came before him and said, 'Lord, thy pound has made 10 pounds. And he said to him, 'Well done, my true servant. Since thou hast been faithful over a very little, thou shalt have authority over 10 cities. The second came and said, 'Lord, thy pound has made 5 pounds. And to him he said, Thou too shalt have authority over 5 cities. Then another came and said, Lord, here is thy pound. I have kept it laid up in a handkerchief. I was afraid of thee, knowing how exacting a man thou art. Thou didst claim what thou didst never venture, and dost reap what thou didst never sow.' And he said to him, 'Thou false servant, I take thy judgment from thy own lips. Thou knewest that I was an exacting man, claiming what I never ventured, and reaping what I never sowed. Then why didst thou not put out my money into the bank, so that I might have recovered it with interest when I came?' Then he gave orders to those who stood by, 'Take the pound away from him, and give it to the man who has 10 pounds. They said to him, 'Lord, he has 10 pounds already.' 'Nay, but I tell you, if ever a man is rich, gifts will be made to him, and his riches will abound. If he is poor, even the little he has will be taken from him. But as for those enemies of mine who refuse to have me for their king, bring them here and kill them in my presence.' When he had spoken thus, he went on his way, going up to Jerusalem." Back to heaven. Are we being faithful with which God has entrusted to us?